William Morrow and Harper Audio present The American Adventuress, a novel by C.W. Gortner, performed by L. Potter. For Vicky. Sister, mother, grandmother, friend, and angel. Part 1. The Millionaire's Daughter, 1866 to 1874. Strong women make beautiful women. Clara Jerome. 1. 1866.
Miss Jerome, how many times must I tell you? It is unacceptable for you to abandon your desk in the middle of a lesson. Return to your seat at once.
Miss Green's voice cracked across the classroom. I stood on tiptoes at the window, straining to see past the snowfall. There was no clock inside the room, but I innately sensed the passage of time, of which there was entirely too much at school. Papa was late.
Miss Jerome, must I repeat myself? To your seat, now.
Turning around, I found her glaring at me, her flat bosom puffed out against her black bodice with its ruffle of tarnished lace.
My father is coming to fetch me,
I said, causing my sister, Clarita, to gape in disbelief.
Mr. Jerome is not here yet, is he? Miss Green replied. Honestly, the nerve! You flout every civilized norm!
I didn't move, keeping my eyes on her. I had found it was an effective trick. If I stared long enough without fear, she wouldn't know what to do.
Jenny! Hissed Clarita. Just do as Miss Green says.
I didn't spare her a glance. Clarita, pretty, blue-eyed, blonde Clarita, was 2 years older than me and obedient to a fault, which made her Mama's favorite. I found her lack of character tedious, not to mention annoying, especially at times like these.
Yes, added Miss Green, if you please.
I do not please.
My voice rang out, bringing every pencil in every girl's hand clattering upon their desks.
My father pays my tuition, and I can do as I please.
Miss Green's flush turned virulent. Clarita shrank into her seat.
Your father pays your tuition for you to learn proper manners, to be educated as a young lady should, not to leap up from your seat whenever you please and defy those with your best interests at heart. You will recite today's poem in French, this instant.
I let another moment pass before I made my return to my desk beside my sister's. I remained standing, as it was another of her inviolate rules. Students must stand when called upon to declaim. But I lifted my voice higher than required to emphasize my impeccable French.
Je suis belle, ô mortel, comme mon rêve de pierre, et mon sein, où chacun s'est meurtri tour à tour, et fait pour inspirer au poète ton amour éternel et muet, ainsi que la matière.
A ghast hush ensued. Miss Green's fingers clenched about her ruler. She'd wielded it before, if never on me. Instead, she vented her thwarted fury on the other girls, and those closest to her now cowered, as if bracing for her assault. Beside me, Clarita let out a desperate exhale.
That is not the poem you were assigned, Miss Green managed to say.
No, but I like it better. Shall I translate it?
Before she could respond, I did.
I am fair, O mortals, like a dream carved in stone, and my breast, where each one in turn has bruised himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?